Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, so Jalen Ramsey requested a trade from the Dolphins and they're going to accommodate him. It sounds like, I don't know what they're going to get for him. He's guaranteed $25 million next year. He's an aging player. This is at a time of year now where teams have generally used up their cap space for the upcoming season. Yeah. At least the good teams have. The teams that are on the odds board for Jalen Ramsey are at the top, at least. The top four teams all missed the playoffs last year. The Raiders are the favorite at plus 400, 4-1. Cardinals are next at 5-1. The Cowboys are next at 6-1. Then the Niners at 7-1. And then the Commanders, the first playoff team on the board at 8-1, and there's no available player out there at any position where the Commanders aren't among the top five teams on the odds board because they still, I believe, have a lot of cap space left, if not the flexibility to do things. So
I'd be surprised if the Niners want Jalen Ramsey all that desperately. I mean, he's still very good in man coverage. He's not good at all in zone. He does not like the physical part of the game. He's not a tag. He doesn't like to tackle. I don't even say in the run game, even after a guy catches a ball, he doesn't want to tackle people. So this will be an interesting one. Jalen Ramsey's a guy where he still has a whole lot of ability and talent and he can be an asset, but his act is going to wear thin as he gets older. And I just don't know if I wonder if the market is out there that he thinks there will be.
I don't think they get more than a day three pick for him because of the contract and all the baggage you just talked about. Like it's $25 million is a lot of money, and it's guaranteed. So he's that's a tough spot. The Texans' angle to this, it made me feel good about the Texans, and especially the way they built up the secondary. The Texans are at the very bottom of teams for Jalen Ramsey, like.
Yeah, dead last.
The very bottom. 75-1 along with the Buffalo Bills. So I like that. I like seeing odds like that. I'm like, we don't need Jalen Ramsey, you know?
If he had the right kind of contract, it would be really intriguing just to come in and have him be. There's times where, as much as I love Jalen Petrie, there's times where, in very critical situations especially, you don't want him to be the guy that's on a really good wide receiver in the slot.
Yeah.
Especially if you're playing aggressive coverage behind it. That's the downside of him. He's not a cornerback. Mm-hmm. He's a linebacker / safety. He's not a cornerback. So at the right price, I would be very intrigued with him just to come in and be a man coverage specialist. But it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. And I don't think that's what Jalen Ramsey wants to sign up for.
No,
he's going to go be a starter somewhere.
What would you do?
Yeah, it's a good sign of, man, you look at the way the Texans cornerbacks played last year, and in terms of passer rating allowed when targeted, the Texans had the best duo in the league.
Yeah.
So they're both very, very young.
It's funny, and of those two, you know, Stingley is, you could argue, the best cornerback in football right now. First team all pro, just got paid like the best cornerback in football. To me, the Lassiter numbers in that realm are the ones I get more excited about, because Stingley, like, we, you know, he's a third overall pick. This is to be expected of a guy who was drafted that high. He's finally fulfilling all that promise. Coming into the season, if you had told me that Kamari Lassiter, who I would have thought was going to get targeted a ton because of Stingley, you know, they're not going to attack Derek Stingley. They're going to attack the rookie over there. That he has numbers like that in coverage where he's allowing league lows or near league lows in passer rating and completion percentage. And it matches the eye test too, Seth. You know, it's not, it doesn't feel like it's fluky at all with him. I mean, I'm surprised. I've seen a few redrafts of last year's draft, of the 2024 draft. Like, hey, knowing what we know now, you know, knowing what we know now, Jaden Daniels would be the number one overall pick. Caleb Williams would probably be two, right? Stuff like that. Kamari Lassiter doesn't crack the first round in a few of these that I've seen. And that really surprises me.
I think, you know, one of our listeners made a good point when we were talking about how Ibuka, the wide receiver out of Ohio State, and Tyler Booker, the guard from Alabama, are very high on the swarm meter, the leadership traits, all of those things. And they produced in college, very good college players. But people have questions about just how athletic they are in comparison to other prospects. Somebody had said, hey, that sounds a lot like Kamari Lassiter didn't, you know, run a fast 40. I think there's a difference there in that, like, Tyler Booker didn't work out well at the combine, but he also, if you look at the scouting reports and if you watched him before the combine, the weaknesses would have been more on the athletic side of things. Yeah. Whereas Kamari Lassiter, he didn't test well, but you didn't see people running past him in college. It didn't look like he was a slow player. Mm-mm. And I think that's where the value was. So I don't think it's a good reference, but it's not a direct comparison necessarily.
Yeah.
I think there are valid reasons to be nervous about how poorly Tyler Booker tested at the combine, because some of it just, there's times where his upper body gets ahead of his lower body. And with big offensive linemen, that's what you always want to look at, is like, all right, no, you gotta win with your feet first and foremost. You gotta with your hands and your feet. But if you're winning with your hands but your feet haven't caught up, that's when you get called for holding.
Yeah.
Or that's when you get dumped. And that's what gets people a little bit nervous about Tyler Booker.
You want to get excited about Tyler Booker? Go to Brian Baldinger's timeline on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't do that yesterday.
Find his breakdown. Yeah. I watched it yesterday. I bookmarked it 2 days ago. Watched it yesterday. And he acknowledges that Booker has, you know, that there are check marks against Booker athletically, mm-hmm. but then he chooses to show some plays where he gets out and pulls and he's burying guys and stuff.
Can we play it later in the show? Because a lot of his, even if you can't watch it, Baldinger's so passionate about it that it's still good audio.
I'll listen to it during a break and see if it makes for good audio. Yeah, I'll listen to it during a break. But he's not alone. Tyler Booker is very polarizing when it comes to just where he should go. There are mock drafts that have him going, you know, to the Cowboys at 12. You know, they just had Zach Martin retire. They need a guard. Tyler Booker, or to Miami at 13. And then we just did a mock draft with Mel Kiper Jr. and Field Yates where he goes 47th. And he's not alone. Like, this is going to be, I think this draft is going to be insane after, like, the top 8 or 9 picks.
And I think it is, too. And there have been a lot of people saying that teams have had a hard time trading up, or teams aren't interested in trading up. I think that could change once the draft gets started and they start. I think everybody's in wait and see mode. It's kind of like in the economy where you're right now, everybody's kind of waiting to see and try to figure out what's going to happen with tariffs.
Yeah.
Like, whether you're pro tariffs or anti tariffs, it's the waiting that really screws things up, because you're just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yep.
I think that right now in the market for trades in the first and second round, teams just, they feel that a lot of teams have guys that they think are first round talents, but that are going in the second round, and they're just kind of waiting to see if those guys actually slide and then pounce at some point.
Yeah. I think the one thing I feel strongly about this, there will be a trade up or even like back into the first round, that kind of trade for one of these quarterbacks. Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders, if he slips past New Orleans.
Tell you what, you know what that's good for? Clicks on NFL media.
Yes.
Just trades of quarterbacks and quarterback prospects. That's people love that stuff.
Well,
yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think that's...
especially in just discombobulation mm-hmm. of the QB rankings and everything. Shedeur Sanders is maybe one of the more intriguing, under-heralded quarterback. Like, by his scouting report and everything else, that, you know, it's nothing that people should really, really, really be getting excited about. And yet, there's so many facets to the whole Shedeur Sanders experience that I feel like he's already made this a lot more enticing than in a typical draft, where if the second best quarterback is a boring dude that nobody gets that excited about necessarily about his upside. Yeah,
I think he's done more to add sizzle to that with his words than he has with anything that he's done physically. You know, all the talk about changing cultures, and so he doesn't talk like any of these other guys coming out in terms of the bravado and the hubris that he shows, which is intriguing. Yeah. I'm not mad at him or anything like that. It is what it is. If you're a Texan fan, though, as we talk about Shedeur, I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, you, if you're a Texan fan, you should be rooting for the Giants to pass on him at 3, and they have a workout with him tomorrow. The Saints are the one he's most mocked to. You should be rooting, if you're a Texan fan, for him to slip past the Saints at 9, because the Texans at 25 are sitting at a primo spot for a team to trade up back into the first round. Now, Shedeur might not make it past the Steelers. Reportedly, Mike Tomlin really likes him at 21. Yeah. But between Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders, and maybe a wild card, this Tyler Shuck from Louisville, who's played at like 3 different schools, Texas Tech, Oregon, he's all of a sudden getting lauded for being the best thrower of the football in this draft, whatever the hell that means. So at 25, the Texans are sitting in a really interesting spot if teams are starting to get teams that want a quarterback and want to draft a quarterback in the first round, so you get that extra year of control over a quarterback. The Texans might be sitting on a prime piece of real estate if some of these guys start to fall.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Boy, I was trying to think of various quarterbacks who were the second quarterback taken, and I'd forgotten about how miserable 2022 was for quarterbacks. That Desmond Ridder was the second quarterback.
Third round.
And the third round.
And the first was Kenny Pickett, who's on his third team.
Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, Bailey Zappe, Sam Howell. Chris Oludokun, and Skylar Thompson. Oh, and Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy, Mr.
My
Irrelevant.
My God. Yeah. That's right, of course. How could I forget Brock? I forgot that Brock Purdy was the only noteworthy quarterback taken in that draft.
Literally
and
the last guy
taken. He was taken dead last.
Literally.
Good job, NFL teams. Mm-hmm. You really got to really a whiz-bang operation you got going there.
Nobody,
and your understanding of how to judge quarterbacks.
Nobody knows anything, man.
I can't believe we're paying these guys millions and
nobody
millions of dollars
anything.
To make these decisions.
Hey, speaking of quarterbacks in New Orleans, Diana Rossini was climbing on the Derek Carr is might be faking it storyline yesterday on her podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to read what she said. I tried to find the audio of it. I tried to find like a clip of it, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I didn't want to listen to the whole podcast. She described the car. Diana Rossini, NFL reporter for The Athletic, does a podcast with Chase Daniel, former quarterback, described the car situation as fishy. Derek Carr has claimed he's got a shoulder injury now.
Yeah.
Mysteriously, after the rumors pop up that the Saints may want a quarterback with the ninth pick. And
yeah, the Saints or to get Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
And right after the Saints converted all of his salary to bonus, which ties him to the Saints.
Yeah.
More or less. She said this, from what I can gather, it appears the information got out from the car side of it. It was put out by them, talking about the injury. Because I can tell you, I had some conversations with people in New Orleans who were aware of it, but they weren't looking to put it out on blast. There could be a world where the Saints put it out too, but I really believe this is coming from Derek Carr because I think he's the one who isn't thrilled with the Saints at this point, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's interesting because if the Saints were aware of it, then... nothing she says there would suggest, if you didn't already know the story, nothing she says there would suggest that he's faking the injury or that he's exaggerating it. But in him getting it out there publicly, it's a way to tamper without tampering.
Yeah.
That, okay, teams might start thinking like, oh, okay, well, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we want to stockpile quarterbacks for the future or something, and that teams start calling around for Derek Carr.
Yeah, the bottom line is he doesn't want to get caught, according to her, he doesn't want to get caught in a Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix situation. You know, which, poor guy. I mean, to get paid $40 million to have to sit and compete with a rookie quarterback is just a really tough lot in life. I feel horrible for him.
When of athletes who have a chip on their shoulder and to which you look at and you're like, well, I mean, they're kind of right. Like when people have a chip on their shoulder and you think, but yeah, he's got a chip on his shoulder, but the people criticizing him are kind of accurate. Derek Carr is up there. Derek Carr has perennially acted like he's being disrespected, and yet without doing a whole lot to rise up and disprove people who disrespect him. And it's not even like it's outright disrespect or anything. It's like, well, yeah, he's a nice quarterback, but he's got a ceiling on him.
I think Kirk Cousins, when they drafted Penix last year, fits that category. If you're anybody who's not had premier, like, high-level success, you fit that category. Like, Derek Carr has barely made the playoffs, let alone won a playoff game. Kirk Cousins at least has won a playoff game.
I don't. Do you look at Kirk Cousins as a chip on the shoulder type guy? Other than the you like that moment, I guess I don't. I feel like if he had more of a chip on his shoulder, that maybe that might push him over the top.
Yeah,
where he starts acting like a man in big games.
Not like Derek Carr. You're right about that. Like not like Derek Carr. Not to that degree.
Johnny Manziel probably had the biggest Dorito-sized chip on his shoulder that was totally it was totally justified, everything everybody was saying about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he very much had a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. Text
because,
in.
Damn it.
Text.
Look at what he did in that bowl game final year.
Yeah.
After having a very disappointing final season in college football,
mm-hmm.
in which he took a step back, still had a chip on his shoulder based on Johnny Football.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Text in 713-572-4610. That's the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Speaking of maybe misjudging their market, the latest on the Nico Iamaleava situation, the quarterback who wanted more money from Tennessee, boy, he either got bad advice or did not listen to good advice. We'll have the latest for you on that. Vanessa Richardson, Rocket sideline reporter, joins us at the top of the hour to break down the upcoming series between the Warriors and the Rockets. Playoff basketball back in our lives. That's a whole lot of fun. Stay there.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.